I'd like to call lease review committee to order. Take roll call. Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mrs. Schutz?
Here.
Name again? Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Bruyere?
Here.
Mr. Hike, how you doing?
Here.
Good. We do have a quorum. Good afternoon, not good morning.
Good afternoon. Members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today.
I also appoint you as our designee.
Okay. Yeah, we have a very short agenda today for a lease review. All the board members should have in their binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,812 active leases covering nearly 762,000 acres. Genie staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 92 leases covering approximately 18,000 acres. Of the 92, there's one lease to discuss in more detail today. That's State Lease 173, Caddo Pine Island Field, Gemini Exploration as our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on January 8, 2014. Whereby the committee recommended that this lease be brought back before the committee the following month for further discussion. Since the January 2014 board meeting, the staff has had further discussions with Gemini, whereby Gemini has expressed their interest to address the board in person at the March 12, 2014 meeting. Staff is recommending deferring this lease to the March 12th meeting. Any questions?
Any questions from the committee?
Need a motion?
We have one lease on force majeure. There's nothing new to report on force majeure. And that concludes my portion of lease review.
Thank you. You've heard the staff's report and recommendations. Have a motion to approve.
Supervisor Sanders, move.
Moved by Sanders, second by Segura. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bruyere?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Hike? We have a quorum. I'll appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda item.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 44 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for the February 12, 2014 mineral lease sale, which has been pushed to today's date. Historically, 66 tracts were advertised for the February 13, 2013 mineral lease sale. We received several letters of protest, one from Miami Corporation dated January 2, 2014, pertaining to tract number 43756, situated in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, and another letter of protest from Edward Wisner Donation Trust dated January the 7th, 2014, pertaining to tracts 43782 and 43783, situated in Lafourche Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and recognizes that the aforementioned tracts contain both claimable water bottoms and private lands within. Therefore, tracts 43756, 43782, and 43783 are advertised correctly and are to be left up for the lease sale. And the final item has to do with 44 nominations were received by the Office of Mineral Resources for the April 9, 2014 lease sale, and they are pending approval by the board for advertising. Historically, 66 nominations were received for the April 10th, 2013 mineral lease sale. The staff recommends that they be given authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations that received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the April 9th, 2014 lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Bouillette. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And I need a motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Segura. All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you. The committee's closed.
Thank you.
I'd like to take roll call by audit committee. Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Bruyere?
Here.
Mr. Hyde?
Here.
With myself, we do have a quorum. Good afternoon, Ms. Rachel.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to appoint you as our designee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number one is a penalty waiver request from Harvest Group, LLC, for a penalty of $166,263.50 billed for the late payment of royalty. On August 26, 2013, Harvest paid $554,168.68 in late royalty for October 2006 through June 2013 disposition. This payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding in excess of 6 years. Harvest was late because the entries were the result of a severance tax refund. Harvest Group, LLC, paid $138,796.28 in interest on December 19, 2013. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending no penalty be waived because the royalty was outstanding more than 6 years. The amount due would remain $166,263.50. It is the policy of the Office of Mineral Resources to treat all items submitted on a single state royalty report as a whole. In determining the outstanding royalty period for late payments, the earliest disposition date on the report is used as the measure. Penalty protocol allows for a 75% reduction for royalty outstanding less than 3 years, 50% for royalty outstanding 3 to 6 years, and no reduction for royalty outstanding more than 6 years. Harvest State Royalty Report was submitted on August 26, 2013. The total royalty outstanding more than 6 years on this report was $24,548.40. This included royalty due between the months of November 2006 and July 2007, and we do have a representative from Harvest present today that would like to address the board.
Good afternoon, sir. Please state your name for the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Daniel Douglas. I work for a CPA firm out of Covington, Denny Attilio CPA, and I represent the Harvest Group for the meeting here today.
Okay, thank you. Can you speak a little bit closer or louder to the microphone?
I'll just jump right into it. Harvest is part of Saratoga Incorporated. I'm sure you folks know of Saratoga. And they were under the bankruptcy, and that had something a lot to do with this. It got forgotten. But we filed for inactive status on oil and gas wells, and which was resulted in why it went back to 2006. We did this, I believe, around 2010. At the time we were doing this, the folks at Saratoga were going through the bankruptcy or working with the state to make some type of a payment that they were behind in some certain things, and it just got forgotten. John Schott and I had a good communications. He sent an email, but he sent it to the wrong address. And about a month later, we got a letter from the Department of Justice of the state. And that's when this thing really took off. I called Rachel, and we worked out a timeline that we would settle this issue and get it done. And we met that timeline, and we filed it in a timely manner, and we paid the royalties that were due, we paid the interest that was due on the royalties. So I'm here today that we're not saying we didn't file late. We're just saying that there were some circumstances that were out of our control that it just got lost. And so I'm here today to plead the case that if you guys are willing, we'd like to get a waiver for that $166,000.
Thank you. I noticed in the report, Rachel, that it is due to a severance tax refund.
Yes, sir.
Explain that. So,
well, when they get a refund, severance tax is an allowable deduction on their royalty report. So when they receive a refund, they owe us additional royalty on that refund amount. So they have to pay more royalty and correct their state royalty reports.
Does that go back to the original when it was due, or?
Yes.
So that's part of the time issue there as well?
Yes.
You said you got an email from who, Mr. Schott?
John Schott.
John
Schott. I'm sorry, yes. The original one was on May 14th, and the letter from the Department of Justice was around June 5th.
May 14th of 2013?
Yes, sir.
And you said that almost 25,000 is over 6 years old.
Correct.
The remainder of it is?
Was less than 6 years.
Less than 4 years, less than 3 years, or?
Well, it ranges because we had late royalty for October 2006 through June of 2013. So a portion would be 3 to 6, and another portion would be less than 3.
But all this is due to severance tax refund?
Correct.
100% of it?
Yes, sir.
Any more comments or questions from the committee?
Could you give me, Sanders, please? Yes, Rachel. Could you give me the method of calculation of the amount due, just what is entailed in it? Is any of this royalty or is it all penalties?
This is all, well, the penalty is what was assessed.
Right.
The royalty, yes, this is all due to a late payment of royalty. It's nothing to do with a field audit or anything like that. It's just additional royalty due as a result of a severance tax refund.
Would you help me understand, please? They were late on the more than 6 years, $25,000 around figures.
Yes, sir.
But that triggers a penalty on the entire amount of royalty?
Yes, sir. When an adjustment like that comes in on a single audit report, we use the earliest disposition date as the measure. And in this case, the earliest disposition date fell before the six-year cutoff. So all of those adjustments are subject to that earliest date. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I never fuss or question the.
I just hope I'm explaining it clearly.
Activities. I look at them. What would the penalty be on this late this one that was due outside the 6 years? There is one payment that was due, the $25,000.
You mean a breakdown of what would have been just under $25,000 or the $24,000?
You're dealing with $166,000 penalty on a royalty being overdue of $24,000 and change. Not questioning you or criticizing you. I'm just intellectually having to analyze this for me and in a fairness concept.
I'm trying to look at it. I didn't calculate it prior, but I do have the billing in front of me.
Mr. Sanders, I think I can maybe clarify. Rachel is talking about the penalty waiver protocol is triggered by the greater than 6 years amount, but the entire amount was subject to penalty, and the penalty amount varied based on how long it was past due.
Okay. I'm not.
And it was all past due.
Clerk, but our protocol only goes to the furthest past due. Correct.
Can I add something? Sorry. Rachel.
No, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
We filed, we became aware of the inactive advantage, and we filed retroactively back to 2006, and I believe 2009 or 2010. So it wasn't that we didn't pay in 2006 and kept it going forward. It's that we applied the inactive status with back as far as we could and then forward another year or so. So it wasn't just that we didn't pay it in 2006. It was a retroactive adjustment.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Sanders, the amount of penalty assessed on that $24,000 was less than $7,000. So the portion of penalty, the portion of the $166,000 that is attributed to the $25,000 that was outstanding is less than
$7,000.
I'm having trouble trying to come up with a number. Obviously, that would obviously I think 0% waiver is not fair. I'm trying to think of a fair number that would, you know, obviously that we can apply to. Obviously, the protocol that we usually use would not apply here with the seven sex issue and the $24,000 being more than 6 years and only representing $7,000 of the $166,000 in penalty.
Would it be helpful for us to calculate the amount of penalty over 6, 3 to 6, and 0 to 3?
I think that would be very helpful.
Okay, I can get that for you if we want to come back into this.
We can do that.
I don't have it readily available,
that's
but
fine.
I can certainly
we
get it
we
for
can
you
go through
quickly.
The rest of the, if it's okay with you, sir, if we go through the rest of our agenda here, go into recess, carry on with the other committees, and come back to this one. Is that all right, Mr. Gore?
Yeah, I have a question. You said that you had filed for the severance tax waiver in 2009?
For the inactive status?
No. Yeah.
For the refund. The refunds went from around late 2009 through today. We still file for it.
Okay. And when did you get a check?
We got multiple checks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Over a
period of about a year and a half.
Okay.
I can tell you, I have the billing in front of me. It's rather lengthy. The bulk of it appears to fall within that 3 to 6 range.
Would be 75%?
Which would be 50%.
50%. Okay.
How much? 50% waiver.
But we can have some hard figures for you before you want to make it, if you want, before we make a decision.
Ms. Rachel Sanders again. Now,
yes, sir.
Speak, please. You know, the legislative auditors criticized us for waiving penalties and not collecting royalties in their view or in his view.
Yes, sir.
And that's the reason I'm getting into this. I also know that we have the authority to waive it all.
Yes, sir.
And I also know that we occasionally are... We occasionally waive some of these penalties in extenuating circumstances. And as I recall, a few months ago, we dealt with this the same issue, and I'm struggling for my words to find them. Just be with me here. It had to do with the severance tax. Some months ago, in my memory, or two or three times back, can you go through that one more time on why we get into having to deal with this on the severance tax side?
Yes, sir.
Over which we have no control.
Severance tax paid is an allowable deduction from royalties each and every month. So when they deduct it, if the Department of Revenue gives them an exemption or grants a refund, they get all that severance tax money back from the Department of Revenue. They have to turn around and pay royalty because they've already deducted it from their royalty in the previous months. So they have to turn around and pay us royalty on that refund. And that's the case here. They paid it further down the road.
Well, they paid all of the royalty that was owed except on this
Severance tax refund.
Severance tax refund that we're dealing with here today.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And I ask another question. So when they get the check for the severance tax refund, or become aware of that they're getting a refund, there is no grace period for them to pay?
No, sir.
Without a penalty?
No, sir.
Because it's opposition or law that it's due, it goes back to retroactive to when it was...
To the original, to the disposition date, or the due date for the disposition of the product. Yes.
Ms. Sanders, again, Ms. Rachel, I want to be sure I'm not criticizing the legislative auditor. I recognize his role, recognize his responsibility, and his level of authority. What I'm trying to do is work it out in my mind what's fair here, and I see a fairness issue. We saw it last month, I believe, and that's the reason this matter was held over at the request of the chairman of this committee. But those are my remarks about it.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The majority of it was less than 6 years, right?
Correct.
Okay.
If you have a motion, Mr. Gore.
I'd like to make a motion unless somebody else says.
You don't want
to go first? You can go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr.
I'd make a motion for a 50% waiver of the penalty.
I'll second.
We have a motion and second on the table, and this is because the majority of the outstanding is in a 50% protocol time frame, correct? Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public?
Any discussion?
Any discussion?
We have Mr.
Hank. Yes, Mr.
Hank. I might suggest that I'm just listening to you all discuss, and there's been a criticism, you say, by the state auditor. And my thought would be that the gentleman that made that motion may give his reasons for it so that it's part of the record, so that does not come back to as another criticism from the audit department. I'm still a little unclear as to how all of that works, but I would think that would be prudent.
Yeah, my reason is the severance tax refund issue and also the $24,000 issue that was the only amount past the time period. That was basically it.
So if we would have taken the $24,000 out of the equation, the remainder of the past due amount would have fell into our 50% protocol reduction area.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to add it to your motion, right?
Yes. I'd like to add that to my motion. Thank you.
Mr. Gore seconds that amendment to the motion. Any further comments or questions? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to that motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your explanation. Thank you, Ms. Rachel.
Item
number two is a penalty waiver request from Southwestern Energy Production Company for a penalty of $11,599.56 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for July 2003 through December 2009 began on April 4, 2011. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $5,193,599.18. This was the third audit of Southwestern. They were very cooperative with accommodations and with scheduling, as well as granting access to key personnel. There was some difficulty obtaining records. The principal and interest assessed was paid timely. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Southwestern Energy Production Company paid the state a total of $31,049.45 in royalty exceptions and $17,881.91 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 75% waiver of $8,699.67 with a balance of $2,899.89 due.
Sanders moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Sanders to accept staff recommendations. Second by Mr. Brulier.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Any further discussion? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. Thank you. Item 3.
Item number 3 is a penalty waiver request from Brigham Oil and Gas LP for a penalty in the amount of $20,566.13 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit began on March 16, 2011 for the period November 2008 through December 2009. Total royalty collected for the audit period is $2,763,776.38. This was the first audit of Brigham. They were very cooperative with accommodations and scheduling, as well as granting access to key personnel. We had no difficulties obtaining records or responses to questions. Principal and interest was paid timely. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Brigham Oil and Gas LP paid the state a total of $76,345.81 in royalty exceptions and $10,015.76 in interest charges. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 100% waiver of $20,566.13.
Any comments or questions from the committee?
Sanders, I have a question, please, Ms. Rachel.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that you say that they've taken some corrective measures. What was their explanation for the delay that resulted in them having to institute corrective measures?
They weren't aware. This was their very first audit. They weren't aware of some of the deductions that they were taking, that it wasn't allowable. So as soon as we brought it to their attention, it was a deduction for gathering, and it was just a mistake. So they went ahead and corrected everything and to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
And they haven't been up here before us seeking this kind of relief. They're paying.
No, sir.
They pay their royalties.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's all I have.
I'll make a motion.
Motion to accept staff's recommendation by Mr. Smith.
Second, Sanders.
Second, Mr. Sanders. Any further comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to the staff's recommendation, the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Rachel. The 7 tax refund issue, obviously this is not the first time it's come up before us. It's kind of been a thorn in our side. Is there a way we can change our rules and institute a grace period?
I think you could institute something probably in the penalty waiver protocol. I will tell you that we are working with the Department of Revenue on some issues that were identified by the legislative auditor that have been brought before the legislative audit committee to try to address the concerns that were raised both from the Department of Revenue that I believe would also alleviate some of this problem that we're having with royalty. The plan right now is that we would certify a horizontal well sooner in the process, and thus the severance tax would never be paid, but the royalties would be paid the entire time. And I think that would go a long way towards resolving the issue that you're seeing. In the interim, we could visit and look at the penalty waiver policy to address it until such time if legislation is needed and that if that would pass and become effective. So I think that would be something that the board could take under review to look at that policy.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes, for that explanation.
Any other comments or questions?
Can I ask just one quick question?
Yes, sir.
I just want to be clear in my own mind. Some of these changes, for instance, to the penalty calculations, are, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Rachel, these are part of the statute, right? It's not something that we can just arbitrarily decide as a board to change. This would require some legislation, would require some activity in the legislature to change this.
Yes, sir. The penalties are in statute.
The penalties are in statute. The waiver protocols are something that we've
are in resolution.
In a resolution.
Yes, sir.
Just want to be clear.
There be no further business?
Item number 4.
Oh, yes. Item number 4.
Item number 4 is a staff report to the committee that the election for February 2014 gas is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
How did I forget that?
And now I'm done.
Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Rachel. Mr. Heck, it's good to see you.
Well, thank you.
Sanders calls to order the legal and title controversy committee. And first we'll have a roll call. Mr. Gurr? Mr. Gurr?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Brouillet?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Morton? Sanders present? Mr. Smith? Mr. Fine?
Here.
Mr. Hyde?
Here.
We have a quorum. And designate you, sir, happily, to be the presenter today.
First item is a request for final approval of a lawsuit, which is a settlement agreement and a mutual release of interest by and between the state of Louisiana through the Mineral and Energy Board, the All Britain Cattle Company, LLC et al., and Leon K. Poche et al., whereby said parties desire to settle all claims and issues and defenses arising from this particular lawsuit involving the beds and bottoms of Rolling Lake Bayou that are located in Section 8, Township 13, North Range 11 West, and that also affect state lease numbers 19, 125, and 19, 832 in DeSoto and Red River Parishes, Louisiana, with further particulars being in the instrument, which is on the docket for approval as item number 14-6. In this particular instance, the Attorney General has negotiated a settlement with the parties in question, which allocates only funds derived from production and does not settle title to the property itself. But in this particular case, the negotiated settlement is for production which would be attributable to 18 mineral acres to the state, 5.79075 mineral acres to the All Britons, and 1.92025 mineral acres to the Poches. The staff thinks that this is a good settlement and would request that the board authorize this particular settlement.
Mr. Heck, I just wanted to clarify the number of acres going to the All Britons. Is that 5.7605?
To the All Britons?
I mean, sorry, I'm reading.
What did I say?
5.7605.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You've heard the staff's recommendation. The chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept the staff's recommendation.
Thank you very much. May I hear a second? Thank you. Is there any discussion by the public on this motion? Any discussion by the board on this motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Chair, hearing none, motion carries. Next item, please, Mr. Tanker.
Item number two is a request by QEP Energy Company for authority to negotiate with QEP for an operating agreement covering approximately 600 acres of title disputed lands located in sections 12, 13, and 14 of Township 14 North, Range 14 West, or 12 West, excuse me, in Red River Parish, Louisiana, and had this authority until May the 12th of 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
For the motion. Chair, here a second.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion by the public on this motion? Any discussion by the board? Not rushing anybody. Just is there any discussion? there any objection by the board to this motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay.
Next item, please.
Third item is a request by the staff of the board to direct Petrohawk Production LP, which I'll call, excuse me, Petrohawk Properties LP, which I'll call Petrohawk in the future, to take funds which are presently in an escrow account at J.P. Morgan Chase Bank and to redeposit said funds and any future fund royalty funds attributable to disputed title disputed acreage into the registry of the court under the suit entitled Chesapeake, Louisiana LP versus the State Mineral and Energy Board of Louisiana et al. At docket number 35525, 39th Judicial District Court, Red River Parish, Louisiana. Such deposit, simultaneously with such deposit in the registry of the court, Petrohawk will be asked to file a concursus proceeding in nature of an intervention or a reconventional demand or a third-party demand, whichever is appropriate, in this named suit. A prior board resolution dated April 11th of 2012 authorized the deposit of the funds into that are derived from production on Track 5 of the HARB-SUVV Wellman 20-13-11 H-1 unit in Section 20, Township 13 North, Range 11 West, located in Thorn Lake Field, Red River Parish, Louisiana, to be deposited into the escrow account with no end date. What the staff is asking for at the present time is that those funds that are in the escrow account, as well as any future funds, royalty funds, that are attributable to the disputed acreage, that be deposited into the registry of the court until litigation is finished or there's settlement.
I have one question, Chair, the question, just sure. Clarification. Go back to the resolution, the board resolution. Did you say that resolution was dated April the 11th of 2012? That's what my notes are mine.
That's what mine has.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you for the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Darrell Smith. You have any discussion by the board? Any public comment or discussion on the motion? Any objection by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Next item, please.
Okay. Item number four is a request by Castec Energy, Inc. to amend lease number 17895 to include an oil shut-in payment and such other items as the staff requires to be added to a lease when it's being amended. This is a situation where there was oil production in an oil well which has been stopped. This production has been stopped because of a problem with the well, but Castex is in the process of fixing the problem, but they will not be finished within the 90 days that is allowed for cessation of production before the lease terminates, which would be March the 30th of 2014. Since there is no shut-in provision for oil on the leases, there's a shut-in provision for gas only, they're requesting that they be allowed to add a shut-in of all shut-in payments plus the other provisions, and to pay that shut-in payment on state lease 17875 to maintain the lease until the problem is fixed with the well. The staff does recommend.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Who has a second, please? Excuse me, just one. Would you go back to that just a moment, please, Mr. Hack?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that that was recommended the board amend state lease 17895?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct. 17895.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or discussion on reference to the motion? Any objection to the motion by the board? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Hack.
Item number five is a request by staff asking the board to rescind a resolution that was previously passed on May the 14th of 2008, which for a number of reasons. First of all, that resolution had a number of mistakes in it. They had Section 16, Township 225, when it was supposed to be Township 22 South, and it also said that the funds were to go to Vise and Associates rather than the school board. But even more so, Act Number 158 of the 2007 legislative session designated that mineral revenue from production on a 16th section that would be dedicated to the school board. But prior to the dedication, the school board would provide certain information to the board to suggest that this was a correct allocation. Such production of documentation has not been given regarding this particular 16th section, and therefore, in the rescission of this particular resolution, no monies would be allocated. There have been no previous allocations of funds for this 16th section. By revoking or rescinding this resolution, no monies will be provided under this 16th section until proper documentation has been given. At that time, a resolution will be presented to the board for authorization to allocate the funds.
Thank you. Chair will entertain a motion. Your motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second. Thank you, sir. Mr. Segura. Any public discussion on the motion or a question concerning the motion? Any board discussion or question concerning the motion? Any objection by the board concerning the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Item number six is an adoption of a resolution by the Mineral and Energy Board giving the chairman of the board the authority to to issue for the governor the call of a mineral board meeting on those occasions where there is a special occasion or impractical reasons that the mineral board has not. This is all under Executive Order number BJ-2008-31, and it will authorize the chairman of the board to call those meetings on such special occasions.
Thank you, sir.
I'll make a motion to
Thank
accept.
You, Mr. Schutz. Thank you very much, sir. Did you get for the name? I didn't give your name. Mr. Klein, I'm sorry. I know who you are. I just wanted the reporter to hear it, sir. Is there any discussion by the public on this motion? Any discussion by the board concerning the motion? Any objection? Anybody have an objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number 7 and 8 ought to be held in executive session.
Make a motion to go into executive session for items 7 and 8.
Second.
Thank you. Have a second.
Second.
Executive
You got the mic.
I just called him.
Right.
Very good thing. Chair calls a legal entitled controversy committee back to order, please. Chair recognizes Mr. Seideman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Seideman.
I'm sorry?
Which item are we on?
We are on item number 7, Philip E. Henderson et al. Versus State Mineral Board.
Thank you. I just needed that.
Sure. As noted, this is a suit that we are negotiating with opposing counsel, and the Attorney General's office recommends entering into a consent judgment in this case along the lines of the terms discussed in executive session.
Chair will entertain.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any public comment concerning this motion? Any board comment or discussion concerning the motion? Any board member have an objection to the motion? Here none, the motion carries. Thank you very much, Mr. Seideman. Mm-hmm.
And item number 8, the Cook versus State of Louisiana case. As mentioned, this is a Red River case. We have been presented with a settlement offer by the plaintiffs in this case. And in this situation, it is the Attorney General's office's recommendation that the board reject the settlement offer and give us the authority to negotiate within the bounds discussed in executive session for additional possible settlement.
All subject to the board's
approval. Oh, yeah, we'd have to come back for sure.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
May I entertain a motion?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or question on the motion? Hearing none. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Seideman.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
There are no further items on legal and title.
Thank you, sir.
I'll take roll call for the DACA Review Committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schust?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Pond?
Here.
Mr. Bruyere?
Here.
Mr. Hike?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Mr. Lambert. How you doing?
Cool.
Mr. Dennis.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to I do appoint you as a designee. I'm Mr. Lambert, obviously not here.
Okay, the staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the February 12, 2014 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 and item number 2. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 8. Item number 9, approve subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 10 through items 18. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. And for Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 and item number 2. And this will complete the staff's recommendation to the DACA Review Committee.
Thank you. You've heard the staff's report and recommendations. Have a motion to approve, please.
Move, Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Klein. Any further discussion from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. There be no further items on the agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you.
got the rest.
Docket review.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Mr. Arnold?
Here.
Mr. Bryant?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordera?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Item 2 is the approval of the January 8th, 2014 minutes.
Second, Sanders.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions? Any public comment? Not all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions and discussion by the board? Any questions from the public? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item number 4 is the executive session for our technical briefing. Are we ready? Ms. Vaughn's ready. Need a few more weeks? Do we have a motion to go into executive session for our technical briefing?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brie, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session. We're in recess for executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Man, you gave me bad advice if you got a... It was good.
I know I want you representing.
I'll send y'all copies
I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in regular session from our recess. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. I'd like to appoint Mr. Victor Vaughn to present the bids to us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 43790, the staff recommends that the bid by Tacoma Energy Corporation be rejected for improper bid. It was determined after the sale that Caddo Parish School Board does not own the minerals on this tract, that the minerals are owned by private individuals. On track number 43791, the staff would recommend that the bid of Patrick L. Donahue Petroleum Properties be accepted. And as to the remaining tract receiving bids, the staff recommends that those bids be accepted.
Great. Any discussion or questions on those bids? Any
motion to accept staff's recommendation?
Okay, we have a motion to accept those recommendations of the bids by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment on any of those bids? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Those bids are approved as and awarded as leases. Are there any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $1,102,769.40, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just under $14 million. And additionally, I wanted to point out that each of the board members have been provided with a copy of the updated ethics booklet and remind the board members that their ethics disclosures are due in May.
Okay. Yes, remember that. May 15th, I believe. For the preceding year, I'd like to, at this time, to recognize and introduce you to a new board member that's been appointed to the Mineral and Energy Board, Mr. Ted Hike. He was here today, as you can see. Ted was a state representative. He was chairman of the Louisiana Property and Casualty Committee. He was the city attorney for the city of New Iberia. When he was a state representative, he represented Iberia, Vermilion, and St. Mary Parish, served multiple terms, and was chairman of several very important committees. He's a businessman, still living in Iberia Parish, and a respected attorney. And I'm proud to say he's a very good friend of mine for over 35 years. I mean, he was about 12, and I was just born, I guess. And but anyway, no, he's a welcome addition to this board, and I welcome him and introduce him to all. And we look forward to having you on the board with us, Ted. Also, his daughter Maureen used to work for Secretary Angel, so he's a legacy here too. Are there any other announcements? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. That's it for today, and we'll see you next month.